Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Kickapoo today. That's the only school that we've heard from that will be changing its schedule.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the news at 6, is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, also by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and service delivered with integrity. Also, Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A win for House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a budget blueprint meant to deliver on President Trump's agenda.
This is the first important step in opening up the reconciliation process. We have a lot of hard work ahead of us, but we are going to deliver the America First agenda. We're going to deliver all of it, not just parts of it, and this was the first step in that process.
The bill includes $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and trillions in spending cuts as well. President Trump introducing a new way to become an American citizen, paying for it. Instead of a green card, it would be a gold card. The cost, $5 million. The first Trump administration cabinet meeting will happen today, and Elon Musk will be there to talk more about his Department of Government Efficiency. More than 21 computer engineers and project managers who worked with DOGE are resigning in protest, saying they disagree with the dismantling of critical government services. From the Vatican, Pope Francis is said to have had another quiet night in the hospital. This is ABC News. It may look like the same name, but a military base in North Carolina will go back to being called Fort Bragg. It was changed the first time to Fort Liberty to remove the connection to Confederate General Braxton Bragg, but this Fort Bragg is getting named after a different service member.
This time, the North Carolina military installation will be named in honor of Private First Class Ronald Bragg, who earned a Purple Heart and Silver Star during World War II. Dr. Salvatore Mercogliano, Campbell University Department of History.
I think Bragg was selected, obviously, for his name.
PFC Bragg's daughter Deborah Sokol is 72 years old and lives in Maine.
He'd be humble, but he'd be surprised. And he'd be very pleased.
Sokol says her father trained at Fort Bragg before heading overseas. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Florida Man Games are back this year. It's the athletic competition that pokes fun at those stories featuring bizarre and outrageous events that seem to originate all the time from the Sunshine State. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Good news for dairy-free shoppers. Whitaker's Market has shipments of non-dairy items coming in weekly. Milk, cream, butter, ice cream, yogurt, cheese, and more. Always a great selection of name-brand quality products, and we sell it 30 to 60% cheaper than you are likely to find it anywhere else. Come in today for the brand new non-dairy products we received just this week. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
Explore Boscobel, Wisconsin's top outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480.
Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. If it's here, it's for sale at J&J Recycling and Salvage. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 1-800-362-3500 for Herculift in Boscobel.
Some notes on sports today, sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Ithaca won a WIAA regional opening girls basketball game last night, 57-52, over Highland. It was Schulzberg getting the win against Benton, 72-21. Belmont, 72-47 over Boscobel. Wazika Steuben, 60-39 over Seneca. River Ridge, 54. North Crawford, 16. Hillsboro, 45-36 over Royal. Aliva Strum got the win against Lafarge, 62-25. Kickapoo over Plum City Elmwood, 49-23, among the girls' first round games last night. In Division 4, Parkview edged Riverdale 50-48. New Glarus over Fenimore 50-39. It was Lancaster 64, Iowa Grant 50, and Darlington over Westby 51-23. Division 3, Broadhead was a winner over Richland Center, 63-20. River Valley a victor against Dodgeville, 54-44. Adams Friendship beat Black River Falls, 69-21. And in Division 2, it was Reedsburg, 62, Portage, 22. Portage boys lost to Richland Center last night here in Richland Center, 77-61. A couple of other boys' scores, Wisconsin Heights 63, Weston 43, and Poinette over Mauston, 70-65. John Blackwell had 24 and 10 rebounds as 11th-ranked Wisconsin bounced back from a disappointing defeat with an 88-62 win over Washington on Tuesday night. Ben Gold scored a career-high 17 to help number 21 Marquette beat Providence 82-52 last night. Cam Jones had 17 points and 7 assists for Marquette. Jalen Green had 25, leading the Rockets to a 100-97 win over the Milwaukee Bucks last evening. That snapped the Bucks' four-game winning streak. Boston 111, Toronto 101, Cleveland 122, Orlando 82, New Orleans 109, San Antonio 103. Also overtime for Memphis over Phoenix, 151-148. Golden State 128, Charlotte 92, the Lakers 107, and Dallas 99. The Brewers in exhibition baseball defeated Cleveland 9-6. Also yesterday, Toronto 3-2 over St. Louis. And the Cubs beat Arizona. Final score was 4-2.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's today, 647-5851.
When you are battling an illness or managing your health, having a cohesive team around you makes a difference. That's why the Richland Hospital and Clinics is excited to announce the opening of the Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. Pharmacist Maddie Oy and the team at Community Pharmacy work closely with our providers to offer integrated patient care you can count on. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Scattered light rain and drizzle today, a high of 48. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 30. Thursday, variable clouds and breezy with a high of 42. A few sprinkles and flurries are possible. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low of 29. And Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and very windy with a high of 52. Right now in Richland Center, we have picked up nearly 0.2 inches of rain in the last hour. We have a southwest wind at 5, and it is 30. 36 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. One area district will be starting late because of slippery side roads. That's the Kickapoo area district, running 2 hours late. That's the only school that we have heard from today. Word is some of the side roads, especially gravel and seal-coated roads, slippery this morning. Wednesday morning, February 26th. Here we go.
Knife cut way above the knee. She already got the hang turned on. Two-piece peeking out of mossy oak tee. I got the windows down. She got me tied up in the cab of this K5 fixer up. Set cold next to the waiters. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready any itty with some acres. Little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her. Ball cap backwards, get her heels off of the concrete, get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of a Georgia farm. Let her roots run wild and free. Her up in my arms, let her love all night on me. Play her something with a fiddle moon sitting in the middle, star shining like nickels. Yeah, put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready and itty with some acres. Little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her pulling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Yeah, put her in the middle of some acres. Get her in a red clay field around 2 a.m. Guitar and a hickory fire. Pass it back and forth, some rolled in a paper. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Sipping on a favorite moonshine flavor. She about to blow a back 40 breaker. Yeah, cause my baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little ready and itty with some acres. A little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her pulling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer, put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of some acres, yeah.
Yes, good morning, everyone. That was a good tune from Brian Kelly and Acres on WRCO Radio. It was raining like a summer shower there for a little bit in the great outdoors, but looks like it's kind of let up a little bit. Could have some off and on rain now through the path through the day. Drive carefully on your way through. There could be a few slippery spots. And if you're driving that 57 Chevrolet with back-wheel drive, throw some barn lime or sand in the back. Should be good to go there.
Mostly that old Chevrolet and you. owe it to that old 57 Chevrolet.
And Shay on WRCO Radio, 619 the time. We're headed toward 48 a little bit later on today. We've been as cold as 29, and again, a few slippery areas out there today. The temp has been rising. We're up to the current reading, which is the morning high here at the studio, 36 degrees. And currently in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, we have 19 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Kickapoo schools are running 2 hours late today.
Big news! A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? The attraction opens March 13th, and they need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
We salute the innovative farmers who embrace new technologies and sustainable practices to improve efficiency and protect the environment. Their forward-thinking approach ensures that agriculture remains viable and prosperous for future generations. This support of agriculture is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag, an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, providing auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service. Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo.
You knew I could not stay for long when you asked me to come over in the wee hours of the morning. I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though you might have loved me like I never, ever have been loved before, your front door is open and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna. Because I've got to keep on searching for the dream that I've been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find there's only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Because I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay if you still want me to. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain.
Bobby Goldsboro drifting this morning with a little rain. Indeed, that's an 8-track flashback for you. Coming up, our news, weather, and sports update at 6:30, and regular features along the way. Thank you for joining us today. Middle of the week Wednesday get-together, and last night going to the games. I love it when there's a little bit of daylight, a little sunlight, and you can just kind of know that Well, spring can't be too far away. Winter sports starting to wind down. Lots of girls basketball regionals played last night. We'll check the scoreboard in a little bit. A day away from the beginning of the WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament as well, which we'll be a part of, and glad to bring that excitement home beginning tomorrow already. Here's Joe DiMassina.
See your face, I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business through. You were always the one to follow the light, and you look like you're doing alright, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight, but I guess I'm doing alright. But we have the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss him, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss him, but I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right.
Messina on a Wednesday from WRCO FM 100.9.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice, and by Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, the friendly feed store. A high in the upper 40s expected today, scattered light rain and drizzle through late morning. There could be a few peaks of sun later on today. So far, we've had 19/100ths of an inch of rain recorded in the rain gauge, and it's 36 degrees. Kickapoo Schools, the only school we've heard from, they'll be starting buses and classes 2 hours late. Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results. I'm Phil Nee with a look at news. The owner of a southern Wisconsin ski hill is charged for assaulting a teenager. Dane County deputies arrested Tyrell Basin owner Nathaniel McGree on Monday after he allegedly struck a 17-year-old boy who was at the ski hill located west of Madison without a pass. The teen called 911 to report the incident and told officers that he didn't buy a pass, but that he wasn't skiing. McCree and another staff member allegedly followed the teen off the site after the boy left, assaulted him, and forced him to pay back double the price for a day pass. McCree now faces disorderly conduct and child abuse charges. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is fearful of what Trump administration policies might mean for Wisconsin. Evers commented to the Wisconsin Counties Association's annual legislative conference in Madison on Tuesday and said there's no question that tariffs are going to negatively impact Wisconsin's economy. Evers and other governors from around the nation met with President Trump at the White House last week. Evers said what was supposed to be a 20-minute discussion ended up lasting an hour and a half. The Democratic governor said that while the president is, quote, an amazing human being in a lot of ways, he continues to be concerned about the direction the administration is taking. All Joann Fabric stores are now closing. The company declared bankruptcy last month and announced store closures earlier in February. But this week, after the company was sold at auction, the buyers announced plans to liquidate all stores and stock. It's unclear how many people will be losing their jobs. Joann has been in operation for over 80 years, but slow sales and staffing troubles forced it into bankruptcy twice in the past years. The 13th annual Milk and a Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Bowling Tournament will be held Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. The tournament is held each year to raise funds for the Milk into Cheese program, which supplies cheese to various food pantries. Ed Chitwood is the organizer of the event.
This is probably one of our biggest money makers for the it kind of puts us over the top. So we have enough money to take cheese year-round to all the pantries. We do Muscadet, Richland Center, Lone Rock, Boscobel, and we had a little bit more money in our account, and I thought it's kind of foolish to just leave the money sit there if we could help somebody out. So periodically we take some to Highland also.
The tournament is very popular, but the day will also feature a variety of other events.
The 1:30 shift is pretty much full right now. We have probably room for about 10 or 15 on the 11 o'clock shift. But I also encourage people to come down, whether you're a bowler or not, come down and help Will get something to eat. They have, like all bowling alleys, have really good pizza, chicken wings, you know, they have it all. And chances are there's somebody there that you're going to know and visit with, and they could buy a raffle ticket if they want to buy one. It's just, we try to make it a fun day and not to get into your pocketbook too deep. We've got a raffle table, we've got a 50-50, we've got a dice game. We have a meat raffle where you can win a half a hog. We have two sticks of sausage, two rings of bologna, two packages of brats, and 6 pounds of hamburger. So you've got about 8 chances to win on that. And then Lynette Kiever, she has made us a quilt for probably the last 10 years. And there's a quilt raffle. And you put your name on a card, and then that goes all day. And we'll get a hold of you if you win, and I'll make sure that you get it.
The cost to bowl is $15 per person and includes a free pound of cheese. To make a reservation, call Ed at 608-537-2340. It's time to move your ice shanty if you haven't done it already.
The Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that the deadline to remove their shed from the ice is March 2nd if you're south of Highway 64 and March 16th if you're north of 64. That is the latest date, but warm temperatures and rain have been softening lake ice around the state. If your shanty falls into the water, you're liable for its removal and could face fines from the DNR. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
As a measles outbreak continues to grow in Texas, health officials are warning that Wisconsin children have one of the worst measles vaccination rates in the country. According to the Department of Health Services, only about 85% of Wisconsin kindergartners have gotten both doses of the measles vaccine. That is the second lowest percentage in the country, with Alaska as the only state rated lower.
Hello friends, Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
A high later of 48 with scattered light rain, maybe a few peaks of sunshine later on this day, and a low of 30 tonight. 42 for a high on Thursday. In Richland Center this morning, most of the rain coming between about 6 minutes after 5 until 6 o'clock this morning. 19 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation all total, and there are some slippery side roads, especially gravel and seal-coated roads. The Kickapoo Area School District will be operating 2 hours behind schedule today. As a result, we were down as low as 29. That followed yesterday's high of 51 degrees. And by the way, in the weather stats, we were living the dream a year ago. 68 was the daytime high, which was a record back in 2024. Right now, it is 36 degrees.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
The WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament is this weekend. WRCO Sports wishes the best of luck to these area wrestlers. Riverdale's Brody Meese, Grant Matthews, and Lakota Brewer. Ithaca Weston's Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman. North Crawford Seneca's Jaron Grimsled and Sawyer Swigum. And from Iowa Grand Highland, Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Bodie Brockup, and Gavin Hinderman. Join WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com for play-by-play reports and updates from the Kohl Center in Madison all weekend long during the state individual wrestling tournament that gets underway Thursday afternoon. Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Lots of basketball to recap from last night, and the Badgers, Marquette, and the Bucks all were playing games last night.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is pleased to announce the opening of the community pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. Pharmacist Maddie Oy is eager to offer convenient, integrated care to our patients. Transferring your prescription is easy. Just call the community pharmacy or request the change using our online patient portal. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Recapping girls basketball, first round WIAA regionals last night. The year came to an end for Richland Center. They lost at Broadhead 63-20. River Valley was a winner, staying alive in the tournament 54-44. They'll play at Prairie du Chien on Friday. Adams Friendship 69-41 over Black River Falls as well. In Division 4, Parkview edged Riverdale 50-48. New Glarus 50-39 over Fenimore. And Lancaster was a winner over Iowa Grant 64-50. It was Darlington 51, Westby 23. Moving to Division 5 from last night's game, a win for Kickapoo over Plum City Elmwood 49-23. Cashton beat Wunniwak Center 61-20. It was Potosi Cassville 50-46 over DeSoto. River Ridge 54, North Crawford 16. Aliva Strum beat Lafarge by a final of 62-25. A win for Blackhawk over Southwestern 63-33. Scholesburg beat Benton 72-21. Elsewhere last night, a victory for Belmont over Boscobel 72-47 and Wazika Steuben 60-39 over Seneca. Ithaca won a WIAA regional opener 57-52 over visiting Highland. The Bulldogs trailed by 16 in the first half before battling back to within 9 at halftime. It was 29-20. Highland led until 13 minutes left in the game when Ithaca took a 34-32 lead. Senior Maggie Kirshner made a three-point basket with 3:09 to play, which put her team up 48-46. Her 5 three-pointers in the game came at crucial times. Sophomore J.C. Maxwell had 22, 11 in each half, and Tristan Peterson had 11, including 7 from the free throw line last night.
This year, no one expected anything out of our team with our small numbers and only having a varsity team, no JV. Like, we can't even practice against each other without coaches or people stepping in. So winning this and being able to practice with this team that we've accomplished so much with and proved so many people wrong is just something so exciting. And I'm excited to see what Friday brings.
Senior Tristan Peterson of Ithaca, the win last night for the Bulldogs. The Cardinals were paced by Adeline Esser with 20. Kate Terrell totaled 13. Ithaca now 14-10 on the season, will play at Scholesburg on Friday night. There was boys basketball in the area as well. It was Richland Center holding off Portage 77-61. Wisconsin Heights beat Weston 63-43. And Poinette over Mauston 70-65. The first 10 shots Marquette took Tuesday were three-pointers. 5 were on the mark, and the Golden Eagles were on the way to an 82-52 rout. Providence lost for the 5th time in 6 games. Guard John Blackwell connected on 4 three-pointers while scoring 24 points as his Badgers thumped Washington 88-62 last night. The Badgers' next game is scheduled for Sunday at Michigan State. Coach Greg Gard says the team bounced back nicely after Saturday's loss.
From start to finish across the board, everybody that got in aggressive. We were in attack mode from start to finish, and really, I don't think, I'll go through the film and look at the possessions, but I don't think we ever really relented, you know, and backed off. Even when we had a large lead, it was a mindset and all the timeouts to continue to attack and play aggressive.
Bucks shooters were off the mark last night at Houston. That cost the team a narrow 100-97 defeat against the Rockets. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 27 points and grabbed 10 rebounds, while Damian Lillard added 22. Despite a poor shooting effort, the lead was traded back and forth all game, and the teams were tied at 85 going into the fourth period. Milwaukee's next game is Saturday at Dallas. Multiple reports are emerging about the New York Jets players being upset that veteran quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been dumped. New coach Aaron Glenn met with reporters Tuesday. He said he had talked with standout defensive lineman Quinnen Williams, who posted a thumbs-down emoji and the comment, "Another rebuild year for me, I guess." 2 weeks after the move, Rodgers has not commented on the move. The Brewers lost to the Cleveland Guardians. That was a final score of 9-6 yesterday in spring training baseball. And with sports, I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and 3 points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SKINNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SKINNY to 200-300. That's SKINNY to 200-300. SKINNY to 200-300.
That it worked that way. You never would listen.
Morgan on WRCO, just watch me, 10 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.
The wind is moving, but I am standing still. A life of pages, waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Looking for a reason.
lot to lean on. I need your light to help me find my place in this world. My place in this world.
For King and Country on WRCO Radio, hello there. It is 7 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Joanne has arrived, Hank has arrived, all is right with the day here at WRCO.
Experience is the best teacher, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has it in spades. Larry, Shelley, and Chris Jarr lead the way with years of hands-on expertise. Chris brings the kind of knowledge that only comes from time in the field. When your pump or well has an issue, trust Chris Jarr and the team at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. They offer 24-hour service, so help is always just a call away. Reach them at 608-649-4488.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with tough shell stretch polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates Engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates Engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates Engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
An update at 7 is coming up here on WRCO from ABC. A little bit later on, we'll play Fact or Hanko. It's usually Hanko around here, anyway. Hanko Panko. Brooks and Dunn right now on WRCO Radio.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. You're asking about a diamond ring. It just look at you like you lost your mind. Say they haven't seen a thing.
Kickaboo Schools will be running 2 hours late today. That's the only district we have heard from because of slippery roads on the side roads this morning in the Kickaboo District. After some rain, 19 one-hundredths of an inch early this morning, we're headed toward a high of 48 later. This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, along with WRCE.